It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAST came out with its latest numbers for crop progress for the week ending October 28th. They look like this. Corn harvest is 73% complete, compared with 60% last week, and the rolling five-year average of 69%. Soybean harvest, 84% complete as of October 28th, compared with 75% a week ago, and the rolling average of 85%. And then for winter wheat seedings, 88% complete, compared with 82% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 90%. Midwest Direct hog markets today are expected to be steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower as weaker pork cutout values weigh on hog demand. Terminals are called steady to 50 cents lower, with tops from $34 to $38. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $34. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, October 29th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,424. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $40.75 to $54.05. The weighted average, $51.21, a loss of 85 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.84 to $42. The weighted average, $39.37. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases, 12,684. The base price range, $40.50 to $59. The weighted average, $54.70, a loss of 11 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.70 to $57.81. And the weighted average was $50.44. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Beautiful weather across the Midwest Corn Belt. A little chilly again in the Ohio River Valley. Some temperatures near or slightly below freezing in the Ohio River Valley today, but most other areas staying a bit above freezing across the Midwest Corn Belt. And open weather is going to continue for the next several days, although a cool front's going to drop in from the northwest tomorrow. That will trigger some scattered showers across northern areas during the day tomorrow and eastern areas tomorrow evening. But most of the precipitation from that frontal passage is expected to be quite light and not really cause any problems at all. So we're looking at still mainly favorable conditions through the week and into the weekend for the Midwest Corn Belt. Now, it does look like several weather systems will start to move across the Midwest Corn Belt next week. So that could start to produce some scattered showers and thunderstorms on a more consistent basis next week. Also next week, we could turn much colder. The American medium-range computer model indicating that much colder air could start to arrive about Tuesday of next week. And with that change, there could be some rain as well. The Canadian model, which sometimes actually does a better job than some of the others, is hinting at some rain moving into Illinois and Indiana next Sunday, which is earlier than what every other model had indicated prior to today. So we'll look at that some more, but I think we have open weather by and large continuing through Saturday, and the question mark then is whether rain will come in Sunday or hold off a little bit beyond that. So that's a look at the Midwest Corn Belt weather. Of course, we like to focus mostly on South America at this time of year as they're going into their planting season, and really no big changes in the weather compared to what I told you yesterday. There will in Brazil be generally favorable weather for the planting of soybeans and corn and also the germination of those crops as we go through the remainder of this week and into next week. And it looks to me as if most areas in Brazil have really gotten a lot better in their situation here over the last couple of weeks. Now, the exception to that is, again, the very dry conditions, which remain over northeastern Goyas, northern Minas Gerais, and the state of Bahia. Those are the dry areas, and they're continuing to be dry this week. Now, later in the week, into the weekend, some showers and thunderstorms will start to inch in that direction, but I don't think they'll quite get there just yet. So those are the areas that have the problems. More rain is needed there before some significant planting can take place. It's dry once again in other northern areas, including Mato Grosso, southern Goyas, southern Minas Gerais. But those areas should start to get some showers late in the week, into the weekend. And rainfall is going to be plentiful for southern sections of Brazil. Over the next few days, Rio Grande do Sul in that area will slide northward through Santa Catarina, Paraná, Sao Paulo, and Mato Grosso do Sul. So those areas are going to get plenty of rain this week, and there should be really generally favorable conditions for the crops there. And in Argentina, dry weather is occurring right now, and that's good for the wheat harvest and getting some seeds in the ground for the summer crops. More rain is needed there, though, because once the seeds are in the ground, there needs to be some rain for germination. And early on, it looks like it is going to be rather dry down in Argentina. And mainly the southern areas, La Pampa, Buenos Aires, southern Cordoba, and southern Santa Fe remain dry. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 852, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 16 1/4. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 828.5, unchanged. Last trade down 15 3/4. July 690, down 1 1/4. Last trade down 9 1/4. December corn opened at 375 1/4, down 3/4. Last trade down 4 1/4. March 392.5, down 1/2. Last trade down 4 1/2. July 411 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade down 4 1/2. December of next year, 421.5, down 1. Last trade down 3 1/4. November beans open at 1008.5, down 2.5. Last trade down 9. January 1026 3/4, down 2. Last trade down 9. July 1051 1/4, down 2 1/4. Last trade down 8. December soybean meal open at 280, unchanged. Last trade down 180. December soybean oil open at 42.15, down 5. Last trade down 35. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Overnight, crude oil made new contract highs. The new lead month high is 93.68. But since doing that, it's been unkind in the crude oil pit. If you're on the long side, we're down $1.28 as of this moment.
Yep, that's people were thinking that we would, you know, back off from these highs. A lot of the movement up was basically due to all the Mideast turmoil, but especially between Turkey and Iraq, and it really had nothing to do with usage or stocks. At the moment, we really have enough crude oil around.
Does that mean that January and lead option November soybean contracts less likely to make new contract highs? I know we made contract highs in the deferreds yesterday.
Right. We're less likely to do that now. We could do that later on in the year, but we're looking for that to back down because it was drugged partially by those energy numbers.
So the call then in the bean market today?
Bean market call today is 8 to 10 to 12 lower.
Turn your attention to the wheat market where it continues to be very volatile.
Very, very volatile. We we made those front month highs of 960. We went back down to $8. We were back at 830 yesterday. The July made new contract highs last week and almost equaled them yesterday. But we've backed off from those 10 to 12. due to the Australian report that came out last night, where they did come in with their estimate about as expected, and that was already in the news for the industry. It didn't come in worse than expected, so wheat was up, thinking it would be worse. It's now back down again.
And very quickly, some concerns about corn?
Corn-wise, there's industry now maybe worried about that our yields won't be quite as good on the next report, so that's helped push the corn up, plus the ethanol issue. Ethanol was back on the good side of the news for the last week. For a month or so, it seemed like everybody was downgrading it, but right now we're talking 3 to 4 lower on the corn just from the crude oil being lower.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the time now 9:01 Central Time.